now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Fresh from flying around in my recent purchase of a 1964 Austin Healey, it's Coop Cooper, lounging about the city penthouse with chilled drinks, taking in the city lights with the lounge soundtrack draping the penthouse in a technicolor glow. This week, Mr. Ho of Mr. Ho's Orchestronica stops by to talk about a new release called Where Here Meets There. I've got a Sinatra story as told by Tom Selleck for you, and of course all the best parties and lounge music from across the globe. Is nutty. Same old scat and song on the Cocktail Nation.
Get yourself cooler. Lay yourself low. Coincidental murder with nothing to show. And the judge's constipation gonna go to his head. With his wife's aggravation, you're bound to be soon to be dead. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Oh. Got you with the cocaine, you found with your gun. No smooth-faced lawyer gonna get you undone. Say love ain't the same on the south side of town. You can look all you wanna, but you're never gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Same old story, same old story, same old song and dance. Yeah. Login, doors start logging, your old time connection. Change your direction, ain't gonna change it. Can't rearrange it, can't tell the pain. Cause it's all the same to you. Street with the old hurdy-gurdy, no one to meet. Say love ain't the same on the south side of town. You can look all you wanna, but you're never gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Same old story, same old story, same old song and dance, my friend.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation, thanks to UltraSwank.net, Metropole Orchestra and Jalousi. Well, Mr. Ho's back with a new album from the quintet version of Mr. Ho's Orchestronica. This is the band's second small ensemble album and the third in the Exotica for Modern Living series. The recording is for pre-sale in digital, CD and 12-inch 180-gram audiophile-grade vinyl formats. Mr. Ho joins me on the line. Great to have you on the show. It's been a while since we've spoken.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time, so I guess that means ages.
the new album, We're Here Meets There, which is due out in November. I tell you what, it's somewhat of a departure, but not too much of a departure is probably how I would describe it for you. It's linear.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I think I was trying to find something in the first recording, or I guess technically the second recording, the first quartet recording, Third River Rangoon. I wasn't super stoked about that record, to be honest. It didn't feel like it was my favorite stuff. I feel like we kind of just put it out and we had the material and it was a good start, but I wasn't like artistically as satisfied with that. I don't think I really figured out what the sound of the group could be, and so I think we've just been developing that over the last couple of years. And I think the new sound is it's probably farther away from any type of like, you know, classic Exotica, and in that sense with the capital E, and I'm fine with that because I'm not really interested in doing that and recreating the past and that kind of thing. For me, as I often tell people, it's kind of Exotica with a lowercase e, and I kind of see it as it's a diving board, and it's a place to jump off from, but at that point, it's like it's your dive, and you can do flips or turns or whatever you want with it. And so my thing has kind of been, you know, we've been looking a lot at classical music and a lot of, you know, music I used to play on the piano when I studied piano, and reinterpreting that stuff in a way that I think is still kind of in the spirit of Exotica, which is kind of this proto-world music. We're starting to kind of build a sound off of screwing around with other people's songs. We're still writing our own original music, which is heavily influenced from my background as a percussionist playing in a lot of different world music settings, but kind of having the permission to be as fake or realistic as you want. We're not trying to be an authentic world band, or, you know, we play authentic music from Bulgaria or something like that. It's really about just combining the sounds and taking whatever we want and putting it into a way that I think works. And that's the nice freedom that Exotica gives you. There's not a lot of rules with it. So I like that as an artistic concept, but I guess for me, I've been more interested in kind of this bastardizing, you know, other people's works. And I mean, actually in a nice way, like finding interesting things to do to respect them, like we did with the Gershwin Preludes, and creating our own sound with that concept, in addition to writing original material. So
yeah, what you wrote on your press release, Global Jazz Meets Exotic Chamber Music. I think that really just sums it up perfectly. And when I say that, you know, that you've made a slight change, I mean, this is, when I hear this, it still sounds like anything that Orchestronica is putting out, in your smaller band framework. It sounds like it's meant to be there. But it's still interesting, and it's still something that I think that many lounge and exotic fans are going to really, really enjoy anyway. It's not that, like, they're going to go, oh, hang on, this is too much of a departure. No, this fits in perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, I hope people like it for what it is and don't get hung up on the genre labels and stuff. And yeah, I mean, global jazz and exotic chamber music is kind of our two sides. And the album title itself, Where Here Meets There, was actually my way of trying to reconcile that we kind of have these two things going, the music from here being my original stuff that I've been writing for the group, which I guess you could say is maybe influenced by past experiences, and then the exotic chamber music being more our reworkings of classical material, rewriting songs sometimes or adding new things to them. But I still think there's that element of fantasy and escapism that I really like. And that's the thing I guess I like the most about older recordings. I don't have a huge stash of like old Exotica necessarily. And I'm, you know, I check in on the radio once in a while and listen to it. And I liked I like the moods that were set, and I like the fantasy of it, and I like the escapism. I like the fact you couldn't really pinpoint, you know, stylistically, you know, oh, this is, you know, music from Southern Cuba or something like that. It was meant to be kind of mystical. And so I guess we're trying to do the same thing, but we're just using modern ingredients and what I see is a different palette. I think there was a lot more draw from Latin America and, you know, faux Polynesia or even Asia and a lot of the, like, you know, the Martin Denny music and some of that. And I tend to play music that I used to do a fair amount of Latin playing, but these days a lot of stuff from the Middle East and Eastern Europe and some other places. And so I've kind of been drawing on those flavors, I guess, a little bit more for our original sound. So I guess there's still an element there, but it's not quite as much the easy listening thing, I think, as guests. Yeah. Someone once described Martin Denny as like wallpaper music. And like, I guess for me as an artist, it's like, I don't really want to play wallpaper music. Like, I feel like we can do something with Exotica that turns it into a listening experience. It can be a concert experience, but it doesn't have to be stuffy either, and it can retain the fun and the escapism stuff of what the past had. And so that's kind of what excites me, as an artist.
And it's also, I suppose, a way of really exposing people to Exotica, I guess, who've never heard it before, but they're familiar with classical music. And of course, you know, we all know that Exotica has a fair bit of basis of both jazz and classical music, but this is a great way of those two worlds meeting and really exposing a lot of new people to this music, I think.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, it's anybody can arrange, you know, works for piano for another group or whatever, but I think, like, you know, and one of the preludes, so this recording includes the three Gershwin piano preludes. So George Gershwin wrote, it was supposed to be 24 preludes, but he only got three of them done, and they were pieces that I studied and on the piano back when I was studying piano, and I wanted to do these as a group, and eventually I arranged all three of them, and the second one wasn't really sitting properly. I didn't think we were bringing a lot to it by just putting it onto our instrumentation. And there's a whole story behind how I arrived at this, but in the middle of the song, you'll hear the Siamese Cat song from Lady and the Tramp. And that fit in perfectly, like, as a sonic thing, and there's kind of a story about why that happens, and there's a free jazz improvisation thing, which was not something you'd hear in the past. But the idea was there were these cats running around on the piano in the middle of this very beautiful slow prelude. All of a sudden the thing falls apart completely, and there's a little taste of a vintage movie in there. Yeah. and there's the permission to do something like that is something that I think Exotica gives you. If that's what, you know, fancies you at the time, then go for it. And so that's kind of what I like, is that freedom to do that and not give a shit, but not care about, like, what someone might judge about it, or that thinks about these aren't classical works that we've redone. It's like, no, that's the permission that's been given.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. When people look at your album, they go, okay, so from music from here, music from there, define that for them so they get that clear in their head exactly what you mean by that.
Sure. So, yeah, we call it We're Here, Meet There. And again, it was just trying to figure out, I knew that there was the side of stuff. There was our original material, which I like writing, and that's it's its own thing. And then there was this other stuff kind of over there, and that's kind of been these rearrangements of the classical works and other people's songs and rewriting them and that kind of thing. And we started that on the first recording with, like, Moai Thief, which has a little piece of Shostakovich's 10th Symphony in there, and the Arab Dance from the Nutcracker. So we started doing this on the previous record. And so in my head, I kind of see it as we do two things. We write our own stuff, music from here, and I like to mess around with other people's stuff and sometimes add my own to it. And that's our music from there. And it actually worked out perfectly, because the vinyl is going to have a side A and a side B, and side A is the music from here and side B is the music from there. So the run times actually worked out perfectly, and it all kind of just fell together. And the artwork, like when I worked with Javier in this again, it totally came together, and I was really worried that the record wasn't going to work, maybe, like, sonically, because there's kind of a fair amount of different things going on, but it actually, like, I've had people tell me it sounds, like, more cohesive than the last one, which is amazing, and somehow it all felt right and came together, and I'm really happy.
I absolutely love the album. When is it released to the public? I've got my copy. When's it coming out for the general public?
Yeah, it'll go on sale to the public on November 19th.
Okay, and best places to grab it?
You can get, it'll be up at orchestraica.com. We'll have vinyl. So we did 180 gram audiophile quality vinyl for this release, and that's a limited pressing at the 12 inch. And then now we have CD and download, and then it will eventually go up on, the major, the digital download will go up on major retailers, iTunes and Amazon and all of that and stuff. But we always, ask people to buy from us if they can and cut out some of the big corporate middlemen. But if you like to buy our music at iTunes, we'd rather you have it than not. So
indeed. The song that we're going to play tonight is track 2, Sensaz. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, the title, it comes, this is kind of funny. It means sans size, as in sand without saz. And saz is an instrument, actually. It's a Turkish instrument. And it's in the lute family. And when I wrote this tune originally, I have to give you a little more backstory. So Ted Stiebig, who's worked, he's played oud on the quartet recordings in the past as a guest, and he also plays guitar in the big band. He's even played slide one time in the big band. He's become our new fifth member, so we're technically a quintet now, and this was kind of the last album that would be a quartet plus a couple guests. He's going to be in there full time, and when we were talking about writing in some new sounds, and Tev plays many different plucked string instruments in the guitar family in addition to oud, and I said, well, what else do you think would sound cool with the ensemble? He said, well, I have this thing called a tambour, which would sound really cool, and so he told me about that, and I'm like, great, let's do it. Well, in my head, I was picturing a saz, which is a different Turkish instrument, and so when I finally saw it, and we talked to him, like, oh, that's not a saz. So, I didn't have a name for the song, so it's sans saz, as in without saz, because there isn't a saz in the song. So that's where the song comes from. And it's an original tune, and it's kind of meant to be a little bit of a rhythmic exercise. So I'm playing around with a couple different meters in the band and in the comping and stuff like that. And it's also a chance to kind of let the tambour have its moment. So people can kind of hear what that sounds like on its own. So it's actually in Chiseling Music too, the first track on the CD. But Sansaz, I think, is where you get to hear Tev play a little bit more of that sound. And it's almost like a bass banjo. It's kind of what it sounds like, or a tenor banjo. So it's a very metallic sound that's very different from the warm kind of flutes and vibraphone. And we have a lot of kind of warm sounds. So it's really nice to have this very twangy, like, different thing that can cut through some of the milkiness of our ensemble. And that's partly why I wanted to bring Tevin, was just kind of add a new flavor.
Fantastic. I love the album, Where Here Meets There. Check it out. Mr. Hoad, thank you very much for your time this evening.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
How's it going? This is Ricky Derrick.
Aloha. This is Andy Nazell of Tiki Joe's Ocean.
From Waikiki Beach, this is Philip Roberts, the author of Waikiki Tiki, Art, History, and Photographs.
Hi, this is Tommy Tremolo from Spy 5.
Hey, everybody. This is Marty Lush, and when I'm drinking, which is often, I'm listening to Cocktail Nation.
Baby, oh, you are big, like the most, ooh, really big. Love the shape of your brow. Love your ooh, love your ah, love your wow. Baby, oh, tell me true, could you go for me too? Cross your heart, if it's so, that you're my hope to die. Baby, oh, baby, oh,
baby, oh,
you won't quit,
you won't quit.
Like I mean,
like I mean,
this is it,
this is it.
Love your mad,
love your mad,
swinging pad,
swinging pad.
You know what,
what?
You're a nut,
nut,
and I'm glad.
That's so nice.
Ah, baby, oh,
baby, oh,
may I fly,
may I fly,
in a plane,
through the sky,
writing words,
just to show
that you're my 10 mile high. Baby, oh, baby, oh,
sugar plum,
you are so
yummy, yum.
Plus to wit, and whereas, très jolie, etc., and all of that jazz. Ah, baby, oh,
there are laws,
so I wrote to old Santa Claus, under my mistletoe.
Just for one,
please leave one,
one.
Baby, oh, oh, baby,
baby, oh,
oh, baby, baby, oh. Look out there, honey. Yeah.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with lounge leader Cube Cooper, Robert Drazen, from the Voodoo 2 album and Tahitian. Now, make sure you check out last week's show as I talked to John Eugenio from the Church of Frank Sinatra. Very interesting chat about a bunch of interesting people. And I love it when, even after all these years since Sinatra died, there are still stories about him. Now, the other night on Letterman, Tom Selleck stopped by to tell one of these stories, a great story about the chairman of the board.
And I remember there was an episode of Magnum P.I., and Frank Sinatra was a guest on the show. So you knew Frank and actually worked with
Frank. Well, I knew Frank, I'd met him. Mm-hmm. And Larry Minetti, who played Rick on the show, he knew him even better. And he comes up to me and he says, Frank wants to do your show. He says, you got to call him. So I called Frank. I didn't have his number, but Larry did. And I said, Frank, I heard you want to do the show. And he said, look, don't worry. I'll do the show for free. Just pay my expenses.
That's great.
Except it turned out his expenses were $300,000. He's got a plane.
Yeah.
And CBS wasn't real thrilled about
that.
So I said, well, we got to write it for you. What do you want us to write? He said, I don't care what it's about. I just want to beat somebody up.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, so
that's great.
So we write the show, you know, and we're doing this big 2-minute beat up fight scene for Frank, and everything's perfect. Every punch is perfect, and Frank's a little cranky, you know. He likes to do just one take.
Sure.
And people, he's kind of spontaneous. Yeah. And so he gets the thing perfect, and they cut, and the director's, somebody whispers in his ear, and he looks, all the features are kind of melting from his face, and he kind of grovels over to Frank, and he says, Mr. Sinatra, we're going to have to do that again. And Frank took a deep breath, and he said, somebody took a flash picture during the take, which you can't do. You know, it ruins the thing. And everybody immediately looks around the room, and there is my friend Larry Minetti, who was a spectator in the scene with a Polaroid camera. The old kind, you know, that spit him out, and he's going, I didn't do it, I didn't do it. And the picture is developing
at
that very moment of Frank doing a punch.
Picture. This is from that show. This is what's going on. There you are, right there. Look at Frank. Now, he looks great there.
Yeah.
But this was his last?
Well, it turned out that's the last time Frank did an acting job, so I'm pretty honored, you know.
He looks great nothing guy. Like Woody Allen, does he?
No.
If you're feeling sad and lonely, there's a service I can render. Tell the one who loves you only, I can be so warm and tender. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around. When it seems your friends desert you, there's somebody thinking of you. I'm the one who'll never hurt you. Maybe that's because I love you. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around. Now don't forget me, because if you let me, I will always stay by you. You gotta trust me, that's how it must be. There's so much that I can do. If you call, I'll be right with you. You and I should be together. Take this love I long to give you. I'll be at your side forever. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late,
just call me, tell me, and I'll be around. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just
thank you. Cocktail Nation's Coop Cooper. So far out, he's on his way back.
Coop Cooper, and with all the issues in the US at the moment, people often think about the golden era of American culture and life, the 40s, 50s, and early 60s. Here's a great read for you over at www.ultraswank.net. Do check it out. It's called The American Dream of the 1940s and 50s. And another new story just come up late this week, a revision of Italian pop of the 1950s and 60s. Do check it out online, ultraswank.net. Time for a look at the world of swank now. Thanks to TikiLights.com. Big Band Tuesdays. We've got the Basement Big Band and Sirens Big Band here in Sydney alternating. Tiki Cowboys, one of our regulars. Tiki Terrace, Illinois. December 6th through till the 9th, the Hollywood Burlesque Festival is on. And coming up at the end of the year, a very vintage Christmas with the Martini Kings. It's over at the Mayflower Club. We've got the B-Sharp Big Band swinging at the Copacabana Sundays. $20, 1 p.m. for these gigs and many, many more. Check out the website www.cocktailnation.net. Here's Oscar Peterson and Exactly Like You on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Summertime, far away on a tropic shore. Setting sun as we walk, who could ask for more? Winds that blow from the sea and kiss your face, bringing dreams of romance into this place where hearts long to be, just you and I. Hold me close, hear the waves whispering so nice. Leave our secret
Cuba, lounge leader with some bossing over there from Osom du Jazz and Secret Paradise. We spoke to them recently. Wonderful, wonderful group. On the show next week, Owen Chusin back to talk about the amazing Esquivel release that's inspired so many lounge Lotharios of the early 90s. Gonna leave you now with the lovely Laura Ainsworth. That's the kind of guy I dream of. Stay here.
A handsome hunk of fella with the sharpest clothes, a sunny disposition and a smile that glows. That's the kind of guy I dream of. You should see the kind that I get. He never runs around with any gal but me. He doesn't give a hoot about variety. That's the kind of guy I dream of. You should see the kind that I get. If they're not these damn dozers, they're financially in the red. They're broad-shouldered brutes, but in their bathing suits, I should have stood in bed. A trip to Catalina on a moonlit deck. He wines me and he dines me and he pays the check. That's the kind of guy I dream of. You should see the the kind that I get. A man who comes a-courting in a limousine, who doesn't want me chipping in for gasoline. That's the kind of guy I dream of. You should see the kind that I get. He shows up on the minute when we have a date. Of course I'm never ready, but he loves to wait. That's the kind of guy I dream of. You should see the kind that I get. Got a guy, says he's a jockey, took me to see his thoroughbred. You guessed it, of course, he looks just like his horse. I should have stood in bed. He tells me that he's faithful, never fools around. So naturally I trust him when he's out of town. That's the kind of guy I dream of. You should see the goons, the Looney Tunes, the geeks, the freaks, the weak, the seeks, the losers, the mooks, the flukes and the kooks. You should see the guys that I get.